rode to Texas. We had a big ice storm, and we thought we wouldn't get to where we could get through.
Bush would have the responsibility, and we tried to pull them all together under one tent.
let's see, for $12 million, you can pick out 60 House candidates.
Very good. Top-notch.
30 would win.
Right.
And you can...
What you need to do is to concentrate your money like that and just take the dough. Say, all right, I'm going to do this. And then you take their whole staff and just freeze it down to just enough to answer the phone, you know, and a few things like that. Right now, this is the beauty of it now. You see, during the last regime, make sure you had the election. Everything had to be concentrated on that. Bob Dole had a concert, and he did a great job out there, you know, foot of the night and everything. You did a great job, Chris. But now, all they've got to do is to try to elect, you know, members, but not only just to the House and the Senate, but even state legislatures. That, of course, is a matter of state organization. But it all gets down to a new spirit. They just can't go with the old hacks anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that it? They can't go with the old hacks, and they can't go with people who don't know how to talk, you know, as you did so effectively at the convention, to the Democrats. I mean, most of these people don't really want the Democrats in.
No.
That's the problem.
Jeopardizes their
power. That's the problem. I talked to Tom Clark about that, and he said, cut the cards. He said, they just don't want my folks in. And I said, all right, they don't have them in. We'll get them in. So I had to speak to the Democrats from Maryland. I had to speak to the Democrats from Florida. I did all through comments on the apparatus. Republicans have to come on. But you don't carry Florida with 72% of the vote. You don't win Texas 2-1 by winning all the Republicans, do you? Huh?
No.
That's the game.
You showed it.
I didn't show it. The point is, some of our people understood it. But so many of them, I really think, fear bringing the other people in. They don't want these so-called ethnics and so forth and so on. Basically, they all just love to have anybody come in. And particularly now that the Democrats are having such a dickens of a time pulling themselves together. This is our chance to just walk right in there and keep them over, keep them divided. Right?
I absolutely agree with you. I was going to see Mr. Connolly yesterday, and I made an appointment, and then something happened because I wanted to personally invite him. You know, you just assume that by you, naturally, you talk constantly to him, but I thought, my gosh, I wonder who of the Texas Republican Party has urged John Connolly to join our party.
Nobody.
And I thought, how dumb can we be?
They probably all
you know very well. John scared to death.
John plays his.
He's human.
Yeah. John plays his own game. He wants to be the boss of Texas.
Sure. But I tried to build a party. So anyway, I failed yesterday. I had to make an appointment, but I'm going to see him just for that very reason.
All right. Good. We'll I discuss it very candidly with him. It has been discussed with him, of course. But he'll take his time. He'll make up his mind. But he has no future in the Democratic Party. None. They
I was scared to death that he might think he did, because I don't think he does either.
Ah.
Good. He knows.
Well, how can he read him out? Even Strauss read him out.
Strauss, I was astounded, frankly. Even after he was elected, I could see him reading him out before, but when he repeated afterwards, I figured he meant it.
Pretty strongly, yeah, too.
Made Connolly
better than they all along. Where you're not supposed to know.
No, okay. All right.
Let me ask you this. Would you do anything for us, or are you just going to be too busy? Bob, I know, is discussing.
We've talked about it a little bit. I raised the protocol possibility, and Ann's interested in that, and has a very valid point that she raised.
That's very
considering. Well, it is a very valid point, which is that it's a tough job for a woman to handle without her husband there. And the question of whether we're really putting our best foot forward to have a woman as chief of protocol
with the husband.
Without a husband. Without her husband on tap. In other words, at parties, on trips, and that sort of
thing. So his work is such that he couldn't always be along.
This might not look right, but she's going to explore that.
On the other hand, he wouldn't have to always be along. That's the point.
But do we lose a chick?
Huh?
Do we lose a chick? I think our image of the United States should be of wives and husbands. And I want to put you in the best light and our country in the best light. And you have to lose time and lose image explaining that my husband had to be back on the ranch. image of frippery, and I asked Bob to whom I could talk without divulging a confidence that this might be a
talk to Dwight, because he's worked with the chief of protocol, knows what the job
State
is, and wouldn't get into anything over at the State Department.
And don't talk to those people.
Yeah, well, there's no money anymore. I'll try to get a better idea of it before I discuss it, both for myself and for the
chief. Raise your own idea, though. Maybe you got a better idea. Got to go along some way. It's going to be very just bring her to the White House. You know, there's no way to think of it. I mean, because here, we've got people who run their own shows. Now, we're cutting the White House staff down to a very, very small nucleus.
Yes.
In our office. But have we thought enough of that as a possibility? Do we have an outstanding woman in the White House? Yes, we have. We have, who's it? Franklin.
Yes, Barbara Franklin.
She's done a very good job recruiting, but it isn't just that. You just don't want to have a house black or a house Jew or a house woman, right? What I'm thinking of is something else. Are we missing something here?
Well, we may
see. If you have a White House situation, then we have total control over the time and all that. You don't have to worry about whether you were here and you had to go Texas or this or that, everybody would understand because we run our own show. What do you think?
The question is how you do it in a way that you can get out front. I'm not basically the White House.
The House is an office.
Are inside rather than outside.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Bicentennial is a possibility. But who are we thought? We had any other names?
Now, the way you could do that.
Is
go to a presidential appointment, not on the Bicentennial Commission, but on the President's staff. As the President's
liaison or emissary to the Bicentennial?
The President's Bicentennial Director. You try to run on that basis. Work. Bicentennial is going to develop visibility, or can.
It can, yeah. It's certainly time. We have Leonard Garman started fiddling around with that, but a lot of other things too, and he does everything well. But somebody's got to spend full time on it. It's got to get going. And Hovel was mentioning to me yesterday, and he, who is on that commission, says it's a mess.
Look at it, like you're saying, we're closing in on the president's office of special assistant for liaison to the former presidents.
Yeah.
Because you don't need it. The former presidents are either dead or dying and don't need the liaison. And so you can go the other way set up a new office, which is special consultant for liaison with the Bicentennial, or special consultant on American Bicentennial.
That might be better, too, as far as being a free agent of, free congressional pressure and free of this ethnic quota system pressure.
Be purely the president's Bicentennial.
I mean, say, work on the line. Yeah. So in other words, we would just put somebody. Think about it. What you do is just kick them off.
Kick office over there in the Jackson Square, which is where the Bicentennial people are, where we've got the other presidential.
My first cousin is Jimmy Bitter. Is he tough to get along with?
I wonder if that's going to have a recruit. We should be. Maybe he'll be going to Jackson Square.
The better office.
Well, maybe.
The sensational movement.
Yeah.
I think you have to weigh that versus the prestige and leverage that you
get. I think it's a matter of fact. One, remember, we're using the Bicentennial to get it, to an extent.
That's right.
Let's be quite candid about it. What we really want, what I'd like to acquire is the capability of having you here as an advisor, as a speaker, as a,
that's a liaison, I think.
Well, yeah, but first, the Bicentennial would be your job. You've got to have something substantive. But what I meant is, as I would look at it, you would continue your party work, you'd continue your work in the White House, when you really talk about it, a top flight woman, basically, on the White House staff is probably an excellent idea. On the president's staff.
Similar role to Len Garment's, the kind of general, the special consultant to the president, or special counsel to the president.
Yeah, and that can give you as one assignment.
The Bicentennial.
As one assignment. Now, that would be the major assignment, but we might give you something else, too. There are other things that come along here that are maybe it's temporary, for example. We'd say, all right, we appoint Ms. Armstrong to do this, that, or the other thing.
That's right.
Might answer some of the criticism we're getting from the women's groups, too.
Yeah.
You haven't had a woman, what do you call it, special consultant before, have you?
No.
It would not be on women's.
I would not call it special consultant, though. It has to be the fellow and a special assistant fellow.
work on a loose time basis too. You could work.
Yeah, yeah.
You could work on the basis.
The more I get concerned about being able to get 3 minutes a week, the more I think of that. The more I think of that. You could see, you could get the woman's point of view into various discussions. You could get it. You see, taking the Franklin office, it's a very good office, but it basically deals. It's not a OMB, is it?
No, it's White House, but it's out of the personnel office. But the thing is,
that's a different. But
she's at a different level. She's not at the policy level. She's.
Well, the only other one we have is our consumer lady, and that's going to be changed. Moved over to AGWs.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I think that'd be the way to do it. I think that's a good idea.
I think the idea of a.
But not.
But Bob. What you might do is to have a, you see, they've never heard it before, but they've got to understand. I can't many for them, and suddenly I shake and they're going to do everything. But you can't, like the turkey. Now, you see, if you have that, then you see, she can participate in the political power, which would be great. We needed actually a woman in that. We haven't had enough of that because we had to, during a campaign, well, actually, when we had our, we'd have Dole over, you know, for some of the you know, the little meetings. But we haven't had a woman in any of those meetings that I recall. Well, we should have had. Part of the reason was that in the Greg Rager outfit, they didn't have a woman, did they?
We never got very heavily in the other Greg Rager outfit, did.
Thank you.
Yes, it would be a beautiful night. Absolutely.
You get along well with Bush. You've got Bush, you've got Brock, you've got all these people. You give us, you see what I mean? If we start picking, as you know, one of the reasons we have not invited women in for political meetings is that the women are always fighting. You've got the Republican woman, and then you've got the head of that women's clubs, or what do they call them?
County Armitage National Federation.
Right. And if you don't have the two, they get mad, and there's another one that also wants to come in. Now you see what her irritation is. She's ours, but she can't. You get the point?
Yep.
You have a woman here? Everybody would understand?
I think that might be.
It's going to be a brilliant idea, and then nobody can say that the woman's voice is not heard, that it's not at the highest levels. You'd have to be at the important things, and I think you could make a real contribution.
And I think, Mr. President, to dissociate from whatever you ask me to do, whatever happens, we are getting tremendous flack now from the women's groups. I know you're aware of it and read about it, and you've had great momentum because of the number and quality of your appointments. You really made headway, and you have lost a little in the last couple of weeks. And so I think, selfishly, the White House thing is very appealing to me. I think it would help with women to have this first. But in addition to this, may I speak on behalf of other women? I think we're going to need more than that, too. I mean, I hope you already know that. Okay,
we're trying to find them as we're trying to. What happened to David on that thing? Is he going to take it or not? Do that, but why don't we talk about it? See George.
Well, you have great momentum with the women, and with one or two appointments that are even changed, if you even expand some jobs, you switch it since they didn't get in the cabinet, if you fool them with a little inflation of some job here or there, I don't even fool them, but really make it different. It can catch the attention.
Well, I think it would be very helpful in addition to that, if you would do this, and that'll give us, we will make women appointments. I'm looking down the road on the court thing too, and various other things. We'll have some surprises, just a question of getting them ready, you know, so they can be ready to move at the right time.
Well, Mr. President, would you like me to talk further with Bob then about further details and title?
Let me suggest this. I think that this is the best thing for us. I haven't thought of it or nothing, but it's like. And,
well, you have.
Your original. But I don't want it to be a consultant, right? It's got to be different from women's. It's got to be so there's no question about what the position is. It's got to be high, you see? So I'll look at the title of myself. And I think that the office must be in the White House. Physically, you know what I mean? Either in this building or maybe over here. Let me take a look at where it has to be. We'll just have to see.
It has to be in the Air Force Space Center. But there's,
yeah.
When we change the things around over there,
maybe we
set
it
up.
Yeah, move some people around. But and then I think because I think that's the ideal situation.
It appeals to me very, very much.
You can do that, and then you take on the bicentennial. That'll be the meat and potatoes of it. Everybody will think it. But in addition, you'll be working on politics, and you'll be working on, frankly, special projects, etc. And in fact, she could be the
house.
She could supervise the a lot of the recruiting thing.
Well, also Southern politics, which is something we've been
considering. Yeah.